This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, I want to share with you something on Pei Beis Amud Beis. Also very interesting Chakira. Let's see. This comes from a question of the Rashba. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that if a man is Miyabim a woman, then Isha Hikna Aloy Min HaShamayim, and the Ksuba is on Nichsei Bala HaRishayim. He doesn't have to pay the Ksuba if he divorces her or dies, but rather the estate of the first guy. However, if the first guy doesn't have assets, he does have to pay the Ksuba. Shaloi Te Kala Be'inav Lohitzia. So the Rashba asks, wait a second, you're saying that the responsibility to pay the Ksuba is on the estate of the first husband and not on his estate. But he inherits the first husband's estate anyway. So what's the nafgamina if he's going to pay the ksuba or if it's going to come from the estate of the first husband? Either way, he's paying it because he's the one who inherits the estate of the first husband. V'im toimar, says the Rashba, kiven de la'olam isla ksuba mine, my nafgalamina I isla me rishoin o mine, deha ihu yaris nixe achuha. He inherits the nechasim of the brother, oilam minei gavi, and she's always collecting from him. So let's see the Rashba's second answer. The Rashba says something very interesting. How much money does she get for the ksuba? Does she get 200? She was a basula when she married the first guy. But now when she marries a second guy, she's a ba'ula. So if the second guy divorces her, does she get 200 or does she get 100? Says the Rashba, inami lemana umasayim. The shaila is, does she get 100 or 200? Di'i al nichsei rishayin isla masan. If it's from the first guy's estate, she gets 100, she gets 200. But if it's from the second, it's only 100. When the rabbis were masakin from the second guy, because for him, she married him as a ba'ula, v'loy besula. So if the first guy has assets, then she's going to get 200. And if he doesn't have assets and she's going to collect from the second guy, then he married her as a ba'ula, she only gets 100. Very interesting. What exactly is the inyan over here, whether she gets 200 or 100? Because there's an important chakira. The chakira is as follows. How do we view the chiyuv of the ksuva on a yavam if there's no estate for the deceased? Is it a new chiyuv that the chacham or masakein a ksuba on the yavam, or is it that he just has to take care of the deceased's former obligation? In other words, the din is that if a man is miyabim a woman, and the ksuba is going to come from the estate of the first guy, provided he has assets. If he doesn't have assets, it's going to come from the estate of the second guy. But the question is, how do we view the responsibility of the new husband if the first guy doesn't have assets? The first guy doesn't have assets. Do we view it that now the chachamim superimposed a brand new obligation on the Yavam to give a ksuba? Or is it that he's just responsible to pay for what the first husband, the deceased, was obligated in? So if he's discharging the responsibility of the first husband, so the Rashba has a good question. Either way, he would have to give 200. Because if the first guy has assets, he'll pay 200 from that estate. And even if he doesn't, so the new husband will pay 200. The Rashba's mechadesh that if the first guy doesn't have assets, now it's a brand new chiyuv. and that chiyuv would only be 100. Let's see in the Sefer Ha'arois V'tziyunim, I think he spells out this nafkamina. He says, "V'i lesla meirishon isla meisheni yesh la'ayin ima kavana shekadei shaloi take kala be'enav la'itziya yitilu chiyuv ksuba alayavam afal pisha isha hiknu lemina shamayim." Is the kavana that in order for her not to be light in her eyes to take her out, they put a chiyuv ksuba on the yavam, even though a woman was makne to him min hashamayim, and midina, this marriage does not require a ksuba, or oishehi tiluas hashibah ksuba shel habal rishon anichse yavam, or did they put the responsibility of the ksuba of the first husband on the nechasim of the yavam kedei shloi tei kala bein avloitzia? Right, so the chakira is, does the yavam have to pay, is the yavam paying a new obligation, so it should not be easy for him to divorce her? Or is it that he's now responsible for the original chiyav? So if you look in the second paragraph, he quotes the Rashba, that from the first guy, she would get 200, and if the first guy doesn't have, she's goyva from the yavam, only 100. The Ra'ah says he doesn't agree with that. The Ra'ah seems to say that she would get 200 from the Yavam. The Shita Mekubetzes also says that. What's the machlekes? He says, "Ulchayra pligi b'safek hanal shehasoivrim sheyesh lamane." Those who hold she gets 100 sfirle shehachiyev hu al nesuei hayavam. The chiyev is on the marriage of the Yavam. Aye, ve'av sheisha hiknu lamane shamayim. Even though he shouldn't have any responsibility, mikamakam kadei shalai te kalabain of loitzia, they were mechayiv him in a ksuba on his nesuin. So in other words, the heavens gave him a wife. He really shouldn't have to give her anything, but so that it will not be easy for him to discharge her, they put a new chiyuv of 100, but he only married her when she was a ba'ula. V'hacholkim svirale, those who argue, they hold that since a woman was hikna min hashamayim, so the nesuin of a yavam are not mechayev ksuba. In order that shaloi teikala be'enav lohitzia. So basically, the chiddush of the Rashba that he would only have to give 100 if the first guy doesn't have seems to be taking the tzad that it's a new chiyuv on the second husband as opposed to a responsibility he has to discharge the obligation of the first husband. Okay, that's what I got for you today. Have a great day. And Be'ezus Hashem, we will continue this week, hopefully a regular schedule Monday and Tuesday night. Okay, have a good day, everyone. Kol Tov. I have a question for you. Oh.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.